This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems.
Hi, I'm Cyrus Casals, author of Is There Room for Another Horse on Your Horse Ranch? And The World That the Shooter Left Us, and Poem A Day guest editor for the month of April. I hope that you enjoy today's offering, brought to you by the Academy of American Poets.
I'm Suzanne Gardner, and this is called Mala 50, He Broke His Sling That Killed Birds, for Yanis Ritsos. On Makranisos, did he dream of a guitar and the birds that fell asleep in his pockets? At home, who became insomniacs on the prison island the Americans invented? Makranisos, designed to extirpate his communist cyclamen and his communist love for the teenagers shot from the roof of the parliament when the British switched sides and trained the police who'd killed for the Germans the day before. Love for the farmers who laughed at Churchill's idea of a king. Love for the village network of whispers, for how villagers treated all manner of conquerors, for the light and the waves he knew from his first day, chewing the chains the post-war empire was reforming. If you keep resisting democrazia, said the Americans, we can make it so island for you. I've dislocated my soul. Could you pop it back in? It hurts so much I can't help but sing. Is that what he said to the 11,999 Greeks he was islanded with? And to the cyclamen and the light and the waves, the stones he had to break, the brambles and the sand, and the moon that never changed allegiances or signed a statement of repentance? And did he say that to poetry? Makranisos, the island to manufacture silence, Makronisiotica, the poems he made there. Maybe you've seen other versions of this, the battalionists versus the communists, among them the poets, who could be found tipping their heads back to see the gulls, drinking their voices as if it were language, putting banned words in bottles and burying them and remembering where they were, for the days someone might listen again. About this poem, this is section 50 of a long poem called The Malas, Plan B. It's grown from research on U.S. intelligence projects aimed at culture. This is from a section called The Birdland Malas, focused both on intelligence projects named after birds, phoenix, black eagle, mockingbird, and on poets whose voices have resisted imperial projects like these for as long as they've existed. One hero of this kind of resistance was and is Greek poet Yanis Ritsos, who was repeatedly imprisoned and tortured by Greek governments backed by the United States. All the grace in the poem is his.
Poem A Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new poems by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem A Day and, if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.